Hello, everybody. Cal Banning here. And let me tell you something. I get this asked all the time. They ask me, can hypnosis make me more confident? And the answer is, why, yes, it can. Let me tell you, in this video, I'm going to talk about three ways that hypnosis can make you more confident. And if I have time, I'll give you a fourth little bonus tip as well. So, hypnosis doesn't actually make you more confident. What it does is it releases your inner confidence by removing blockages to natural confidence and also limiting beliefs and false beliefs. That's how it works. Once again, I'm Cal Banning. I've hypnotized thousands of people, trained thousands of people in the profession over the last 27, 28 years, been doing it full time. I speak at conventions and all that kind of stuff, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. Here's the deal. There's two main ways that hypnosis can make you more confident. One is short term and one is long term. Short term is pretty much the simplest kind of hypnosis, and it doesn't last very long. It might last for a few days or maybe even for a couple of weeks, but after a while, it just kind of fades away. That's called direct suggestion hypnosis. And what happens is the hypnotist will help you get into hypnosis and the hypnotic state, and then will give you direct suggestions. And there's different scripts that they use, or different kind of just talk approaches. You are now more confident. And if you're looking for confidence in a particular situation, they'll put that in. You're more confident when you speak to groups, or you're more confident when you golf. And that can be very useful, but it tends to only be short term. So then what happens is you get addicted to the hypnotist. Every time you need a boost in confidence, you got to go back into to see the hypnotist. And that's not what you really want, but in an emergency, you just might be able to squeeze by with just a quick little boost of confidence. The other way that requires advanced hypnotic techniques, and what that hypnotist does, or hypnotherapist, and is find out what happened inside to block your natural confidence. They go in using age regression, parts work, and stuff like that, and inner child work, these kinds of things, and boost you from the inside up so that you can find out what those negative thoughts and what those negative feelings were so that it can be changed. And one of the most important things, done right, not all hypnotists are very effective. Most hypnotists don't know how to do this. They just work on the temporary level, as they need to be able to find out what you were thinking and what it was making you feel. Now, the opposite of confidence is not lack of confidence, it's fear. Okay, that we're afraid, and so we're not confident. We're thinking that we're not going to be able to do something, or we're going to do it inadequately, or we're going to get ridiculed, or something like that. We're thinking something bad will happen, and so then we pull back and we don't really flourish. We don't let our skills, abilities to be placed out in the public where it can do yourself and everybody else some good. So, what you need to find out is you need to have a hypnotist or hypnotherapist that has been trained to do insight work. Insight work. That's where you have the epiphany, where you now know what you didn't know then. And in fact, it goes even farther than that. I mean, how many times have we said that? Gee, I wish I would have known then what I know now. Well, in hypnosis, you can know then what you know now because all of your thens are in there. And so something happened in your past that made you think, I'm not adequate, I'm inadequate, or I'm too short, or I'm too this, or I'm not enough that. And that belief then gets stuck inside the mind and it starts generating fear. And so you come across as not having confidence in certain situations. In fact, it can be very specific. We can be very confident in some areas of life, but lack confidence in other areas of life. So that's why it's important that you work with a hypnotist or hypnotherapist that really knows how to do deep inside work. Work with it a way to get to those thoughts in the mind, to uncover those events. Because then the adult part of you, the now part of you, can look at the then part of you and go, oh, I was mistaken. There was nothing wrong with me. Or it was a special circumstance. Or heck, I was only 5 years old. Of course, I wasn't good at X, Y, and Z. Or maybe it's a negative parent or big brother that picked on you all the time, told you you'd never amount to nothing. And you believed it because you were, 4, 5, 6 years old, and it just stuck in there and it just kept generating fear, especially when you get in situations that are similar to the situations of the past. So a really skilled hypnotist, like a five path certified hypnotist, can go in and find that stuff and neutralize it. And what happens is you have that epiphany, that aha moment, where you go, oh, now I know. And that change in how you think, which results in how you feel, can be put in that particular part of the subconscious mind, and it radiates out like a pebble dropped into a pond, sending rings out to the edge of the pond. And what happens is you start feeling better, more confident from the inside out. All permanent change happens from the inside out. I'm going to talk a little bit about the epiphany and why that's so important. When you have the epiphany, the insight, the aha moment, what happens is at that level of the mind, wherever that was, that whatever those beliefs, however that was stored, whatever the event was stored, must change because now it's been confronted with true evidence from the one person that you can believe, and that's you operating from hindsight. There's an old saying, hindsight is 20/20. So working with the right hypnotist, you can uncover that stuff. And then what happens is you have the epiphany. It forces the subconscious mind into a state of or reorganization. Now, what happens is it's a thing I call hypersuggestibility. And you become hypersuggestible for suggestions that are consistent with the insight. So let's say that for some reason, mother never loved you, okay, or she never acted like she did. And for some reason, now you think, I'm unlovable. And so that results in lack of confidence in relationships, right? So here we are back to the confidence idea again. And then we go back and we find that event. And then what happens is say, now, the grown-up part of you can look at that event and go, oh, that was mom. That was mom's stuff. There was nothing wrong with me. Grandma loved me and other people loved me. And if someone was very critical of you, you can go back and say, there was nothing wrong with me. I was just a kid. I did that dumb thing because I was a kid. Lots of kids do those dumb things. I'm not dumb. Okay. And then that hyper suggestibility kicks in, and you become very, very suggestible for that topic. You are now lovable. Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Whatever it is that you came in for, and what happens is the brain reorganizes around that truth, and it becomes like wet clay, and you can now mold yourself into the who you really are instead of the false beliefs, limiting beliefs, and fears of the past. And then what happens is the subconscious mind can't stay in that very flexible, soft, malleable state for very long, and it re-solidifies around the new beliefs. And we help our clients to understand what those were by putting them in words. I'll say to my clients, say, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. And they might say, well, now I know there's nothing wrong with me. Or now I know I can draw. Or now I know I am lovable. So put an end on this. I've changed because now I know. And then I'll say, I've changed because now I feel. You see, now what happens is the way you feel comes from your beliefs and what you're thinking. So when we change what they believe and what they're thinking, it changes how they feel. So now they say, I do feel stronger. I do feel more confident. Good, good, good. Now put an ending on this. And so now I can. And if it was nervousness about relationships, well, now I am worthy of a relationship. I can have a relationship. If it was about a sport, Oh, now I know that I can golf and I can get rid of that anxiety I had or whatever it is. Test anxiety, all these kinds of things can just go poof. And you can feel just so much more confident every day for the rest of your life. So, can hypnosis make you more confident? Actually, what it does is it releases your inner confidence by removing fears, misconceptions of the past, and letting you recognize who you really are. And once you've done that, you cannot go back to the old way. So I talked about two ways. One is temporary, one's long term. I want to add something to that. I recommend that everyone who either trains in hypnosis or goes to hypnosis sessions needs to learn from the hypnotist, a very powerful kind of self-hypnosis so that you are not dependent on the hypnotist. Remember I talked about how they fix you and then you got to come back and they fix you and they come back. And if you could learn something like seventh path self-hypnosis, which does the same thing that a hypnotist does. It goes in, it uncovers the false beliefs, the fears, misperceptions of the child, and erases them. And it also enables the person who learns seven path self-hypnosis to do all that deprogramming and then program themselves for success in anything they want. Okay, now last thing, bonus. I want you to understand something about emotions. Emotions come from perceptions. If you think something bad's going to happen, you are going to feel fear. Now, the fear is generated in the subconscious mind and then felt in the body. That's why we call emotions feelings. We don't say, "How are you emoting today?" No, we say, "How are you feeling today?" And so we feel these feelings in our body. And what can happen is rather than responding to them in a satisfying way and fixing the problem, whatever it is, we don't understand our emotions. And so we tend to distract from them by avoiding situations or eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, and all those too much behaviors that get us in trouble. Now, so I want you to always remember this. Reality check. When you find yourself thinking something, do a reality check. Sometimes we have just habits of thought because they're in there. Something wrong with me. I'm not lovable. And what you want to do is you want to do a reality check. Is that true? Okay. And ponder on it for a while. Does anybody love me? I'm not a capable person. Wait, am I not capable of anything? Or have I had successes in my life? Okay, so that's one of the other things. I recommend the book, The Secret Language of Feelings. It is a rational approach to emotional mastery that can change your life. Okay, so if you found that interesting, or you agree with me or disagree with me, leave a comment. I'm willing to change my mind when confronted with more information. And I just love hearing from you guys anyway. Leave a comment. And another thing is if you'd think you'd like to become a hypnotist and really, really be a good one, what we call a one top 1% hypnotist, then I recommend you check out my certification course. It is 7 days straight, Sunday through the next Saturday, and there's 30 hours of pre-study to come in where you get the foundations and the basics on videos and some reading and stuff like that. And then when you get in the live class, either live in the classroom or live online, then you can hit the ground running and we can really turn you into a really, really great hypnotist or hypnotherapist. My next class is coming up here in Dallas, May 18th to 24. That's May 18th to 24. And then after that, there's another one, September 14th to the 20th. All that information is on BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. I'm also going to be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Educational Conference. I'll be doing a workshop on five path. It's how to use to do this advanced hypnosis work. And then I'll do one called the time tunneling technique. And it's a way to do hypnosis without a hypnotic induction. Just trigger an age regression like that. And then on the secret language of feelings, you cannot be the best hypnotist or counselor or social worker or even psychologist without having a deep understanding of emotions. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, hope to see you in class. Bye for now.